BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's Wednesday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. There is a Who game with me against the world, against lots of callers, coming up with our best Whos. Ollie Murs pops in to play Real or No Real. It's Bumblayer Wednesday, and my mate Unlucky Gary has done a very, very bad thing. Can we just say yes to Michelle Keegan on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show with Grimmy this morning? So she's in the new series of Our Girl, which is BBC One, 9 o'clock tonight. I thought it was a really nice chat, actually. And I really enjoyed the chat, because I always want to know this about people that are actors, when they have to do, you know, the scenes.
We've got to talk about the start of it, because I started watching it last night. Mm-hmm. And I mean, the start scene is... very sexy.
Yes.
Like, well, really... like, if I was watching that with my mum and dad, they'd be like, that's a
they
bit,
were at the screening.
It's a bit much, that.
They
it's
came
much.
To the screening in Manchester.
Yours did? Oh, my God.
Oh, it was, Nick, it was awful. Like, I cringe anyway, watching myself. And the fact that I was watching myself, and your mum and dad were in the audience, oh. And it was that scene. Oh!
Horrible!
My brother was there as well, and he sat in between them both, and I went... did you look at them? He went, nope, couldn't look at them. Noah said a word the whole time. They didn't say anything. I was like, oh, no!
And it's quite a long scene.
It didn't stop.
No. And then it cuts to a different scene, but it's still referencing the other scene.
Yeah. It's not good watching it with your parents.
How is it to film, first of all?
To be fair, it's so not what it is on TV.
Yeah.
It's like, there's like... 20 people in the room for a start, so it's not like, you know, all sexy and stuff. And then all of a sudden it goes right cut, and they go, what are you having for tea tonight? It's the most unsexiest surroundings ever. Do you know what I mean?
Did you ever like think like, hey, I'm doing this kissing scene good, and anyone went, cut, Michelle, this is rubbish kissing.
Yeah, do it better.
Like, how dare you? I'm trying. Yeah.
No, thank God, it looked
no,
too
thank
good.
God. She's actually too incredible at it.
Thought she was really good this morning. Thanks, Michelle Keegan, for the Radio 1 Breakfast Show.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Tomorrow on Breakfast, by the way, you have got Mo Farah off of running and Nicola Adams off of boxing tomorrow morning on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show with Nick Grimshaw. That'll be from 6:30. I thought Michelle Keegan was really good today. Sam and Lester thought so also, just because of her voice, really. Hi, Francesca, who is secret listening at work this afternoon. I love it when you do a little secret listen and no one else in the office knows. Also, apparently Innuendo Bingo has now made it to television in Brazil. I need to watch the YouTube. I've not watched the YouTube clip yet, but thank you very much, Larissa, who sent me this. She's like, you won't understand it. But this TV show in Brazil is playing Innuendo Bingo. I'll give it a look later and see if I can make anything of it.
The Scott Mills Daily.
But you know, sometimes he appears on my show a fair amount. It's my friend Unlucky Gary, who is the unluckiest person I know. Previous achievements include being broken up with in an all-you-can-eat Chinese buffet, being sick in Pete Tong's Lane in a bowling alley at the Radio 1 Christmas party, which I took him to. Then there was a party like ages ago. And we didn't know this, but Beyonce and Jay-Z were there. And Jay-Z, when Gary was coming back from the toilet, saw him being hit in the face. And Jay-Z laughed out loud. And then, obviously, there was a man that fell on him in London once while asking him for directions. So, excuse me, do you know where to this place? And then just kind of took Gary to the ground. Unlucky things happened to him, and only him, in my friend group. And he's on the phone now.
Hello?
Gary.
Hi.
Hello. You right?
Yeah, you?
Yeah, I'm good. You are on the radio right now, so please do not swear.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What's up?
Now, there's something we haven't discussed.
What's that?
Well, you've done a bad thing.
Go on.
Do you know what this is?
I've got a vague idea.
Right. We haven't mentioned this on the radio yet, and Chris is away this week, so I've got the place to myself. So it feels a good time to maybe talk about this.
Okay.
Right, so did you or did you not accidentally send me a photo of yourself?
Yes, I thought it was that.
It is that, yeah.
Okay, good.
Right, okay, so we've not talked about this yet because it's just not been the right time. Was the photo or was it not intended for me?
Definitely not.
Right. Okay, so why did I get it?
I'd been talking to someone else, and we were swapping pictures. And,
sure.
I was talking to you at the same time, and yeah.
On the WhatsApp?
On the WhatsApp, yeah.
So you were talking to me and someone else on WhatsApp at the same time?
That's right.
Multitasking there.
Yeah, that went wrong.
Yeah, okay. Did you try and stop the photo at all, or...?
Yeah, I read about this trick where you can, if you quickly put your phone on flight mode, it stops sending. So I quickly tried to do that.
Yeah.
I'm mortified.
How many pictures do you think I got?
There was two.
Right.
But I'm hoping you just got one.
Right. Do you know which one I got? Don't say anything about it too much. You know which one I got, right?
Yes.
Okay, right. So
you need to delete it.
Well, yeah, I will at some point.
Good.
But it's just the Union Jack duvet I can't get over.
Why? Patriotic.
Very patriotic.
Oh, God.
Oh. Okay, awful. Right, so without, I'm not going to say too much, but like, imagine me, right, the other night, there I am, I'm having my chili con carne, right, and there, suddenly, I'm having a normal conversation with you about, I don't know what, and then there you are, lying on your Union Jack duvet.
Oh, God, I'm so embarrassed.
On your front.
Awful.
I don't really know where we go from here.
Just delete it, I think.
Okay, should we just not talk about it again?
No, let's not mention it.
Would that be preferable for you?
Definitely.
Well, hang on, where's the other photo then, if I only got one?
I think that one did stop sending, thank God.
Oh, right, the flight mode worked on that one, right?
Yeah, luckily.
I just wasn't expecting it, Gary.
Put you off your chilli.
Also, I don't understand why you just wear clothes on your top half.
For God's sake.
Was the second one worse? Don't give me details.
Yes, it was.
Okay, right, so I get it.
That was good, yeah.
That's because I didn't know. I mean, that would be awful. I'm not sure we'd ever be able to speak again.
Look each other in the eye.
No, definitely not. I remember the conversation now. We were just discussing when we're going to meet up for a drink on WhatsApp, and then that, I get that.
And that popped up.
Yeah.
Oh, God, the panic.
I can imagine you were so panicked.
Oh, I was flustered. Oh, my God.
So do you want me to delete it now, or...?
Yes, please, delete it, yeah. And then delete it from your deleted. It needs to go.
All right, OK. Have you deleted it? No.
No, I've got it. Because you'll get drunk and show people.
But I... Me?
Yes.
I wouldn't do that.
OK.
Just to illustrate, can I show my team now?
No, please delete it.
Okay. But they...
You're going to anyway.
What, I wouldn't, if you don't want me to, but I do still have it on the phone. It's just like... And can I put it on the radio on Twitter?
Absolutely not.
I'm joking, obviously. All right, well, let's not speak of it again.
Okay.
And,
I won't do it again.
I'm just glad the flight mode worked a second time. All right, then.
Okay.
Maybe if you're, like, on the dating or whatever, like, maybe just let's have a conversation a different time, because then it won't happen again, right?
I think that's best.
Okay, all right. This won't happen again, will it, Gary?
No.
Let's
no
just
way.
Have separate conversations. And like, if you're doing all that on WhatsApp, then tell me and I'll speak to you later.
Yeah, we'll talk a different time.
Yeah. All right. Love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye. BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily. Stuart says this unlucky Gary thing is the funniest thing I've heard all day. Some people are saying I'm cruel. Well, no, he's fine. Like, I'm going to delete the picture. I'll delete the picture right now. Here we go. Oh, I can't seem to find it at the moment. But when I find it, I will. It's there somewhere. Ashley says, Union Jack duvet. Ha 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 ha. I love the detail. I know. Also, I'm not obviously going to put it on Twitter, but there is a shirt and tie hung up for the next day, if you look closely, beyond the Union Jack duvet and everything else that's going on in the picture. I just wonder if anyone's ever done this and sent one of these pictures to a group WhatsApp, because that'd be actually worse. The Scott Mills Daily. Oh, wow. So Gillian in Aberdeen's been on. So she knows someone that was in Cancun and just took a full-on photo to show their white bits to his girlfriend, but instead sent it to 18 lads. Yeah. The group chat ones are the worst. I once tried to send one of these pictures to my girlfriend on Snapchat, ended up on my story. This is from Lee. Took me 30 minutes to figure out how to delete it. Still don't know if anyone saw it. Snapchat story ending up on there is really not the best.
The Scott Mills Daily.
We're talking about Unlucky Gary, my mate, who is a bit unlucky. And another unlucky thing happened where the other day he sent me a picture like I've never seen him before. Laid out there in his bedroom on his Union Jack duvet, staring at the camera with a slightly raised eyebrow. Obviously, the picture not meant for me at all. Ryan, you've done something similar to this, haven't you?
Yeah, I did something quite similar. I feel for Unlucky Gary.
Yeah, there's loads coming in, you know, as well. Like Emma, who once saved a slightly racy pic involving a slightly open dressing gown as her profile picture, new to WhatsApp, didn't realise everyone in the contacts would see it. It's when you don't quite know what you're doing with the app, or you're like, OK, I've put that to everyone now. What's yours?
Well, on WhatsApp, we're talking to my group of mates and this girl at the same time, and happened to send the picture to the wrong chat.
Right, you see, this is what happened to me and Gary. He was talking to someone that he quite liked, but also talking to me at the same time.
Yeah.
How many people did you send this picture to without telling me in much detail?
It was about 7 people.
And who were these people?
They were all my mates from, like, college and all that.
OK. What did they say?
Well, it was kind of the brunt of the joke for a few weeks.
Or did it go months. On months? Years?
No, it hasn't been years yet.
Right. See, I feel that my one could go on for years.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, we're midway through the week. You tell me where you're bumbling on 81199 or Twitter at BBCR1. Let's do this. Have a little dance. Midweek is on.
Hello, Bob. It's nice to see you sober. Now, you've got 20 seconds on the clock. It will not start until I've asked you the first question. You're in a pretty good position, so if you get it right, you could walk away with a big lot of money. Already all set?
Yes, yeah.
Name something people take with them to the beach.
Turkey.
The first thing you buy in a supermarket.
Turkey.
A food often stuffed.
Turkey.
DJ BJ, of course, with his music from YouTube yesterday on the show.
Who wants to eat some carpet?
I'll eat a bit of carpet.
Yes, Mary.
It just flakes away like that, doesn't it? That's wonderful, that. That's not a bad bake.
Yeah, they're really lovely, I have to say.
You know what you've done, though, don't you? Let me just try a little bit. I think I know what you've done already, though, before I eat it. Yeah. You know what? The flavour's not coming through. What you've done, the alcohol has killed the flavour. Too much alcohol. And just burns off through and kills all the flavour.
No, I'm actually in a Honda Jazz.
Still ridiculous, by the way. Okay, good. So Wendy is off on holiday to Turkey next week. Turkey. Ash from Helmer Hempstead. Josh and Harry from Spalding bumbling their tractors off. Loads today. Codge from Southampton bumbling on his own while wiring a house. Feeding up the cows in Devon, Jack and Danny. Jasmine in Essex, bum blowing away, really having a little dance while working at home. She says, bring on the weekend, yes, to Wednesday. DJ BJ smashing it today in the gap. 100, says Will in the workshop. 100. Come on then. We've got Chris in Rotherham, jacket off, bumbling in because the sun's out, quite warm. Tom in Chester, bumbling while delivering coffee in the Knutsford region. And Stephen Gray's in Essex. John, Nigel and Adrian, they just say,
yes.
Harry bumbling in his tractor on his soil car in Norfolk. All the farmers today. Here we go, have a little clappy bit.
40 of those.
Karen in Norwich. Rihanna in Kent. Not that one. Roxy bumbling in St Albans. Getting so turnt right now. So many messages today. Hello, Jack. Hello, Luke the Chucker from Skipton. Ellie from Surrey, bumbling on her way to Heathrow. She's flying to Iceland to go to Justin Bieber's Purpose Tour tomorrow night. That's pretty, that's dedication. Here we go then.
Daily.
You know, on this show, we talk a lot about attractive jobs, hot jobs.
BBC Radio 1.
They've literally just released this list of most attractive jobs in the UK that make people swipe right. Top 5 for men. Number 5, journalist, hot job. 4, flight attendant. 3, creative director, hot job. 2, actor. 1, lawyer. That's for men. For girls, number 5, event planner. 4, interior designer. 3, speech pathologist. 2, dentist and 1 teacher. So lawyers and teachers are on.
BBC Radio 1.
Afternoon, Tom in Hartbury, who is annoyed that farmers, young farmers, aren't in the top 5 hot jobs. I know, I can't believe it either. Liam says, hi, I want to be swiped right. Where's my job? I'm a personal trainer. Oh. Okay, you're number 8. Number 8 hot job there.
The Scott Mills Daily.
We like to play this game when Chris is off. It's the Who game on Radio 1. You know when you take something from the past and give it a bit of a hello? A who is something a little bit retro, something you maybe haven't thought about for a while. It can be a person or a thing. For example, Fame Academy. I've got a load of who's lined up in my head, and we've got loads of callers who also think they have a good one. We'll all take it in turns until someone mucks up and can't think of another one. OK, let's start the Who game. Line one, who's that?
It's Tom in Rugby.
Tom in Rugby, what have you got?
Sending polyphonic ringtones to your mate via Bluetooth.
Strong start. Line two, who would that be, please?
This is James in Leicester.
Yes, James?
Stars in Their Eyes with Matthew Kelly.
Tonight, Matthew, I'm going to be... OK, then, line three, what have you got? Who are you?
Hi, it's Ian in Ipswich.
Yes?
Calling your friends on the phone and saying, what's up?
Line four, who's that?
Hi, Sky, it's Chris in Hemel Hempstead.
Go on then, Chris.
Songs that have red one at the start.
Okay, my turn. Pain by Switch. Line five, who's that?
Leon from the Newton.
Go on then, Liam.
Well, we've got the good old game of Tetris.
Okay, line six, who are you?
Hiya, Chris from Bristol.
Yes.
Having a two-finger Kit Kat in your pat lunch at school.
Does that not happen anymore? They are still on two fingers. I'll let you have that one. Line seven, who's that?
Hello, it's Joe from London.
Go on then, Joe.
It's Chico time.
Line eight, who's that?
Hi, it's James from Rushton.
Go on then, James.
Texting someone TTYL off of Talk to You Later.
OK, I'm going to have another go. Sharon Osbourne throwing water over Louis Walsh. Back to you, Tom, in Rugby.
taking the cycling proficiency test.
James and Nesta.
Paul the Octopus off of World Cup predictions.
These are good today. Ipswich, Ian.
Using a pin to get the tape back in a cassette.
No one's running out. Chris and Hemel Hempstead.
Ricky Lake.
Wow. Moving the TV aerial on a TV so you get a good enough picture. Hey! Liam, Nuneaton.
Doing a bit of cleaning with Henry. Yes!
They're still on.
No, they can't be.
They are. I've got
one. It's all about the Dysons these days.
I've got one. Okay, I'll let you have it. Because it's a good hoover. Chris in Bristol?
Well, listening to Radio 1 at 4:05 on a Friday to listen to It's Hey Black Friday!
I stopped doing that because I didn't have the range anymore. Couldn't do it and my voice just wouldn't hold out. London, Joe.
Jungle Run.
Oh, these are good. They're all new. Rushton, James.
Ugg boots.
Yes to Ugg boots. I'm sure I've still seen them recently, but they are. Okay, cool. Okay, me again. Chris Evans being a Top Gear presenter. Ah! Too soon? Tommy Rugby.
Tupperware parties.
Ah! Off of your mum. Why would you have a party with Tupperware? Lester James.
Eddie Murphy playing numerous roles in the same film.
These are good. Ian and Ipswich.
Having to rewind a videotape before you take it back to the video shop.
We're getting through these today. Chris and Emma Hempstead.
Dialing 1471 to see who called you last.
Me. Anne Robinson doing a saucy wink at the end of The Weakest Link. Back to you, Liam Nuneaton.
Former Radio 1 host and Top of the Pops host, Fern Cotton.
No, I'm not having that. I might have to disqualify you.
No, not on Fern Cotton.
She's still on. Sorry, Fern, if you're listening. Liam, I'm going to have to give you a yellow card for that, I'm afraid. Oh. She's a friend, you know. But yeah, fair enough. Okay, Chris in Bristol, yes.
Sending a 10p text message to your mate.
No one's showing any signs of giving up here. Joe in London.
Micro machine.
Rushton, James. Oh. Have you run out, James? James? On. James in Rushton. Hello? James, I'm going to have to rush you here in Rushton. He's going to mess it up for all of us, isn't he? Am I in his pocket? Someone leaving their phone in their pocket. James, I'm going to have to hurry you here. 5, 4, 3. Come back to me with a who. 2, 1. No, oh, James! James, are you there? You just give me silent treatment because you can't think of one. Well, I'm afraid James has messed it up for all of us there. But that was an absolutely brilliant Who game today with all new Whos. Tom, James, Ian, Chris. James, Joe, Chris, Liam. Thank you.
Love you. Bye.
Bye.
Shout out to Rosie. Bye. The Scott
Mills Daily. Someone calling themselves Lasagna Del Rey, which I like, on Twitter, saying, I actually had to stay in the car to listen to the Who game, getting weird looks because I'm laughing so much. It is the best game ever. Ange says the Who game was brilliant today. We've got someone from Rushton on called Alex who says, brilliant, line 8 is my brother-in-law James. Looks like he's the unlucky Gary of our WhatsApp group. Yeah, I couldn't hear him. I think I was in his pocket. I think he just lost interest. Who game, best thing ever today, in tears while doing the dishes, says Cal. Trying hard not to laugh at the Who game in admin is like hard, says Ben. Evelyn is worried because she is currently using her Henry Hoover while wearing Uggs. Don't worry about it, hon. It's all right. The Scott Mills Daily. Yes, Ollie Mers.
Yeah,
how are you?
It's great to be here.
I know.
I just don't know why we're talking like that.
I don't know either. I loved the live lounge.
Thank you, sir. No, I loved it. Brilliant. Yeah. Loved it. Great fun. I just had a great time this morning. It was superb.
Do you know how many you've done now, live lounges?
Are you going to tell me?
No.
Oh, we have done six.
Six.
Six live lounges. And we spoke about that this morning. It was like crazy. I've done so many. But this is definitely the last couple that I've done. I feel like it's the best vocally that I've done, the best ideas that we've had, and the best feel. So when we came in and did the perfect song for One Direction.
Yeah.
And this, obviously, today we did Justin Timberlake, Can't Stop the Feeling.
Yeah.
So now it's all good.
Do you know one of my favourites is when we all went to Fern's house and you did all the Christmas songs? That was great.
Yeah, well, that was like the first Christmas one that I did. Yeah. I think that was, one of the first ones that I ever did with at Christmas. And obviously, remember, Fern was the last time she ever did it there, didn't she?
Yeah, yeah.
And then I think I've been invited back every year to do the Christmas thing since. So I think, hopefully, fingers crossed, we'll do it this year.
Nothing says Christmas like Ollie Mers.
Was it Christmas?
Christmas.
Ollie
That's
Christmas.
You. I loved you on Strictly, by the way.
Thank you very much, sir.
I liked how you interacted with the dancers, because some artists don't. They just stand there and sing and dancers twirl around them. But you were different.
Cheers, mate.
Did you practice that? Obviously you did.
No, we did. We went out in like an hour or two. I'm telling you this now, though, right? I've only been there for like an hour or two doing the dancing with Karen, who was the dancer.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I can see why people fall in love with the women on that show, or the women fall in love with the guys on that show.
Didn't happen to me, but
I know it didn't happen to you, Scott.
But you can see how it does.
I was only, look, Karen's married and she's happy married. It was great. But when we were dancing with each other, it was kind of like, I just felt really like, it was awkward, but it was like, wow, you can see like how intense the dancing is. And obviously for these dancers, they do it professionally. So it's just like, whatever.
They're incredible.
They're looking at me going, oh, look, God bless him. He's getting a bit excited over there, isn't he? And I'm like, looking at them like, oh, she must really fancy me. No, she doesn't.
No, it's their job.
She does. It's their job.
But she looks into different men's eyes every day.
Yeah, I can see how people, it gets quite intense. So yeah. I loved it. We did an hour or so training and then obviously I learned the routine. And look, like you just said, I really wanted to make sure the performance was together. And it's still on my Twitter page. People want to see it. I've got it up there so people can watch it. I even did it because obviously on the iPlayer, it isn't just the performance, it's the whole show.
Yeah.
So when I Facebooked it the weekend, I was like, if you want to if you don't want to watch it, you can scroll to 105.38.
I saw you put that.
That is where I am.
You put the actual time of your performance. God, I love you, Mers.
When I was like, I want to watch it back because I haven't seen it because I was doing a gig at the weekend. And so I was like, I just like forward on. I was like, when does this actually come on? So,
all right, we're here to play Real or No Real with Ollie Mers. Some of these are real, some of these are not. We're playing against each other. Let's go.
Ollie Mers rewards his staff with frozen meat platters from his large fridge freezer.
Now, I can't see that you're some kind of butcher on the side.
Have you not seen my team?
What do you mean?
I mean, they're big.
They're big.
They love a bit of meat.
They do look like they need meat.
Yeah.
This is saying that you would sometimes give the staff some meat that you don't want, maybe.
Yeah, well, the thing about it is I do get like, sometimes get the odd freebie.
Yeah.
And sometimes,
of meat.
I just think, waste not, want not, isn't it? So
right, okay.
You may as well give it to someone.
So is this all the meat that you can't eat physically and you hand it out to the staff?
Hand it out, yeah.
Right.
I've done, I yeah.
Okay.
Maybe.
To be honest, I make Rob.
You know, Rob, yeah.
He did tell me that we're mutual friends. He did tell me that you did hand him a massive platter of meat recently.
Yes.
Is that true?
Yeah, that's true.
Right, okay, because you were clearing out your fridge freezer. I saw him this morning.
No, I was in the fridge freezer and I realised that I had a barbecue like 2 months ago and yeah. I like had some barbecue ribs.
So you're like, have all of the ribs.
I gave him this whole plaque of like, yeah, ribs. Plate of ribs. It was massive.
He loved it though.
He
to this day, he's like, thank God for Murs the meat man.
He's easily pleased, Rob. Easily pleased.
And then he went round to cook it at Matt Wallace's house.
Did he really?
Yes,
I didn't
he
know
did.
That.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, all of the ribs. They just sat there like Henry VIII, like, all night, just eating the ribs.
Oh, my God. Imagine if Emma would have been on Big Brother that night. Slight dose of food poisoning.
Do you give meat to everyone or just the people that you know?
It just depends who's lucky enough to be in the room at the time when I'm giving out my meat.
Anyway, we both know that one is real. Chris Smith?
That one is real.
Yes, of course it's real. Okay, Ollie, we're going to play more Real or No Real in a second, but first, I want to play a track from your live lounge, Ollie. You're right to stick around for a minute.
Yeah, cool.
Okay, so this is You Don't Know Love from Ollie Murs in the live lounge on Radio 1 earlier.
Your lover, I don't wanna be your fool. Pick me up whenever you want it, throw me down when you're through. 'Cause I learn more from what's missing. It's about me and not about you. I know I made some bad decisions.
The Scott Mills Daily. Ollie is playing Real or No Real. Here's our next fact.
Before finding fame on The X Factor, Ollie Murs once sought fame and fortune as a contestant on Deal or No Deal.
So, have you done the celebrity Deal or No Deal?
Do I have to give you an answer? I thought this was like...
No, but you've done the celebrity one, right? This
I
is before...
have done the celebrity one. Yes, you're right.
This
correct.
Is before you were famous, they're saying.
Yes.
You did it. I don't know. I can't see you on quiz shows, really. Have you done many?
I'm not very good at them. I did Who Wants to Be a Millionaire once. Went and had my mum and I had a shocker.
Did you?
I got asked, what are people called now on social media? Are they called twerkers? Are they called twinkers? Are they called tweeters? Or are they called twonkers? And I had no idea what it was.
And I
tweet all the time. They're called tweeters.
Yeah.
And so I couldn't remember. Then halfway through, I realised I lost the life, basically. But stinker.
Would you do the chase?
I've spoke to Bradley. No chance.
Right.
I am the worst person in them sort of situations.
One of the most stressful things I've ever done.
Yeah, you did it, right?
Uh-huh. I lost to the governess by half a second. So annoying. Fanny, we would have run like 30 Fanny grand for our charity.
Fanny Schmiller. I did. I've got this. We've got this WhatsApp group for the England team, like for Soccer Aid.
Yeah.
And I did a video for I haven't got it with me on my phone, but I've got this video of me doing Bradley Walsh. It's hilarious. I got. I mean, when you do a face swap.
Yeah.
So I've got this old wrinkly man. my name's Bradley Walsh for the chase. Which sport did Fanny Schmeller compete in? Oh, honestly, it's brilliant.
Oh,
he
you
absolutely
love it.
I killed him, but I wouldn't do the chase, sorry.
Okay, because of this, I'm saying that you didn't go on the normal Deal or No Deal.
Real.
That one is real.
That is real because I actually did it and I'm the worst, one of the worst contestants in the history of the show.
Is that true?
I'm the only contestant to do two shows and both times I won a maximum of £10.50.
So it was 2007, before X Factor, you were a contestant, you flashed your pants, flirted with everyone, and then left the show with £10.
Yes.
And this wonderful goodbye from Noel Edmonds.
Ollie, every now and again we do meet a special person on this show.
Yes.
And you do not have failure written over you. I'm really sorry that you did have the unluckiest run and that Deal or No Deal, for once, wasn't able to make dreams come true. But it's been a real pleasure to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
And I'm going to miss you, Ollie.
I miss you too.
Oh, well, he thinks you're a star.
Your face is your picture. Your face. You were like, I'm going to miss you, Ollie. Oh, like, wow. It was quite touching.
It was quite heartfelt
you know
from
what?
Noel.
Honestly, right, he really believes in star signs and stuff, right? And when he said that on the show, I was like, oh, that's really nice of him. Of course he needs to say that, because obviously I've just won £10. But then when I spoke to him after the show, I saw him and got a picture of him and stuff. He actually said to me, he's like, you know, I haven't got failure written over you, Ollie. I've got this feeling you've got an energy about you and all this. He believes in all these kind of like horoscopes and stuff. Yeah.
So we're saying that Noel Edmonds predicted that you'd be a star before anybody else.
100%.
Oh, that's so good.
But you know what? I went on the show twice, could have won. I competed for £500,000, came away with £10.50. I'm shocking at any game.
How do they give you the £10? Is it just like coins from Noel's pocket? Or?
No, I genuinely, this is what made me laugh, right? So we do 3 shows a day there, which obviously the show's coming to an end now, so I can tell you. 3 shows a day, and what they do is you go in and obviously, you know, you stand there, you know, this guy went in there called Johnny. Yeah. He came out, he won £26,500, right? Amazing. And then Debbie came on from Liverpool, who was absolute sweetheart.
Debbie from Liverpool came on.
Debbie won, I think it was 15, mm-hmm. 15 grand, something like 12 mm-hmm. and a half grand, 15 grand. Then they come to me and obviously I win a 10. I was the last one of the day. So we sit outside and we're like on this bench, like outside the headmaster's office, like picture that. We're sat there like on a bench waiting for, like, you know, for the producers to come and see us. Anyway, they come out and they go, hi, Johnny. here is your certificate. Congratulations. Well done. He's like, thank you, darling. Just need to sign here. He signs it. Congratulations. Hi, Debbie. Debbie, congratulations. You've won 12 and a half grand. Well done. Signed it. Well done. You did well.
Well done, Debbie.
And Ollie, well done. Congratulations. You won a 10. I want to slap you in the face. This is not good because I had to go home and tell my parents I only won a tenner. Like, they were hoping. I was sat there going, he's going to win. Like, he's going to change our lives.
Yeah. And it didn't.
Shocking.
At the end of the round of Real No Real, Ollie Murs got 20 and I got 10. You win.
Yes.
Nothing. You win £10 now.
I win
for
£10. Cheers again.
From my wallet.
Thank you. I'll give that to Rob.
Ollie, thank you so much for coming on today.
Thanks, mate.
And see you soon. What's where are you off to now? What are you doing?
Well, obviously, album's coming out, 11/11. And we've got, obviously, the album 24 Hours, yep, and the tour. Tour's coming out next year. The tickets go on sale Friday. So if you're listening and you want to come to the tour next year, they're on sale Friday.
Friday it is. Ollie Murs, always a pleasure. See you in a bit.
Top man.
Love you, bye. The Scott Mills Daily. Those are Wednesday's best bits of the show. Download it for free anytime. It's the Scott Mills Daily podcast, or listen to us tomorrow afternoon from 1 on BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.